Daniel Walsh is a graduate student at the Center for Contemporary Arab Studies at Georgetown University. His thesis project is about using historical poster art to engage American students and teachers in a more open, natural conversation about the Palestinian-Zionist conflict.
I began my research at Georgetown to study and write about the Palestinian revolutionary poster and to answer the question, does that tradition, which goes back at least to 1967, but maybe before, which has generated tens of thousands of posters from artists around the world, does the narrative that's created by those posters have in it the potential to demystify the story of Zionism and Palestinian nationalism for American high school students?
The Palestine Center in Washington has been following Walsh's research very closely. He's been invited to speak to a public forum at the center, where parts of his new high school curriculum are being presented.
I think that we can demystify the Palestinian-Israeli issue, and I think that Dan Walsh's curriculum is an important step in doing so by examining terms that people are afraid to use because they don't really understand what they mean or how they're used.
Even Barack Obama, when he was campaigning for president, commented that American discourse about important Middle East issues wasn't really happening in this country.
Well, what you're looking at is my effort to address President Obama's issue that he raised, which was that the discourse, the quality of discourse in the United States is markedly different.
And even different from what students in other countries are learning about world events, in particular, the Middle East.
If a high school student was interested in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and wanted to understand its origins, its authentic historical origins, they'd have a very hard time doing so by using any of the contemporary high school history textbooks.
Walsh says his program differs from existing high school teaching resources because it removes language jargon and phrases that could cloud the discussion.
And since much of the art on Palestine comes from Arab and Islamic sources, I would think that they would be very interested to have American audiences analyze and discuss their poster art.
The Palestine Center and other international groups in Washington are optimistic that new teaching methods will enlighten U.S. students and give them a better picture of the world.
This is a good step in moving forward and enabling American students and American educators to address these really important international events.
Poster art as a teaching tool might have better success as a new curriculum, because liberal textbooks that try to explain the Middle East, its politics and religion, have come under attack by conservative groups. I'm Morris Jones, Press TV.